From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The identity of a gunman is revealed. The son of a Kenyan government official was one of the masked al-Shabaab gunmen who massacred 148 people at Garissa University College. Kenya's Interior Ministry said Abdirahim Abdullahi was among four attackers killed Thursday during the assault. A spokesman said the government official had earlier reported his son missing. The news came as Kenyans dedicated Easter Sunday services to the massacre victims. Many churches in Kenya hired armed guards to protect their Easter congregations. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is slamming the new international framework agreement with Iran.
I'm not trying to kill any deal. I'm trying to kill a bad deal. And you say it's a historic decision, a historic deal. It could be a historically bad deal because it leaves the preeminent terrorist state of our time with a vast nuclear infrastructure.
On NBC TV's Meet the Press program, Mr. Netanyahu said without the current sanctions, Iran would have billions of dollars to pump up what he called its terrorist machine worldwide. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, speaking Saturday on Iranian state television, said his government would be able to return to its current level of nuclear activity if the West withdraws from the nuclear agreement that is scheduled to be finalized in June. A monitoring group says Islamic militants are in control of most of a large Palestinian refugee camp on the outskirts of Damascus. An unconfirmed activist video showed fighting and gunfire in the streets. UN officials said Syrian forces were shelling the camp. This is VOA News. There were scattered pockets of fighting Sunday around the southern Yemeni city of Aden as Houthi militants tried to advance along various fronts. Edward Uranian has more.
Amateur video shows Houthi militants shelling a residential district in the southern Yemeni capital of Aden as fighters loyal to President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi returned fire with light weapons. What appeared to be Houthi field artillery sporadically shelled people trying to flee Aden. Houthi tanks attempted to advance into Aden from the north despite resistance from local fighters. It was not immediately clear how much territory the Houthis control. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Egyptian security forces say they have killed the leader and founder of the extremist group Ajnad Misr in a shootout at a Cairo apartment. Haman Mohammed Atiyah was shot and killed during a gunfight in a residential neighborhood. The extremist group later claimed responsibility for a bombing that killed a police officer. Egyptian officials say the explosion at a bridge in central Cairo wounded at least two people. Scientists at the European Center for Nuclear Research, or CERN, on Sunday restarted their Big Bang Large Hadron Collider. It is an effort to probe into what is called the dark universe that they believe lies beyond the visible one. CERN reported that particle beams were successfully shot through the collider's 27-kilometer tunnel beneath the Swiss-French border near Geneva. California Governor Jerry Brown is defending his decision to exempt farmers from most mandatory water restrictions due to a severe drought. Brown told ABC Television's This Week program Sunday that California farmers are providing most of the fruits and vegetables of America to a significant part of the world. He noted that farmers are not the ones using water frivolously on lawns and in long showers. French police say recovery efforts at the German wing's crash site have ended for now. Authorities said they had found both black boxes and human remains for DNA analysis. Italian Navy and Coast Guard ships have picked up about 1,500 migrants at sea in just 24 hours. Authorities said Sunday they received distress calls from three migrant vessels in the Mediterranean Sea off the Libyan coast. On the way to the rescue site, they found two other foundering boatloads of migrants. Many Christians around the world are celebrating Easter, the holiday that marks what Christians believe is the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Pope Francis marked the day with a Roman Catholic Mass in St. Peter's Square. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.